This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, Yankee fans. Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Gottsoulias. It's Wednesday, September 8th, and I just finished watching Derek Jeter get inducted into the Hall of Fame officially. He made his speech, ended about 20-something minutes ago, and I needed some time to calm down because this is going to be a Derek Jeter episode. I'm warning you all right now. It's just going to be about Derek Jeter. We'll talk about the Yankees again tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have something good to talk about tomorrow, but for now, it's all Derek Jeter. Before we get started, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere else you get your podcasts. When you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees, and you can subscribe and like on YouTube. So yeah, Derek Jeter. Let's talk about Derek Jeter because it was all about him for Yankee fans today. And we'll talk about the other guys who got into the Hall of Fame. It was a very nice ceremony, and it was needed after not having it last year. Ted Simmons, Marvin Miller, Larry Walker, and Derek Jeter were all enshrined today. And the weather held out. It did start raining a teeny bit during Jeter's speech, but it was a great ceremony. And let me just say, I didn't get to really see Ted Simmons play. He played in the National League, and that was a bit before I got rabidly into baseball. So I knew the name, I knew of him, didn't know that much of him or about him, but his speech was fantastic. Anyone who watched that ceremony, I was looking on Twitter and everyone was joking about how they would want to listen to Ted Simmons speak all the time. Even I said that. He was so eloquent, and the way he spoke, he needs to do voiceovers for something, or he just needs to read everyone else's speech for the rest of our lives, because he was just fantastic. And the stuff that he said was great. And he had a really good speech. Donald Fair, big player in the 94 strike, spoke for Marvin Miller, made that speech. Oh, Yankee fans up in Cooperstown. Mr. Fair, his speech went a little long, and he even said that, you know, he was going to keep it short, and then he didn't keep it short, and then people started chanting Derek Jeter's name, and that just wasn't. Yankee fans, can we stop, please? Please stop giving other people reasons to hate us. Just stop. Larry Walker's speech, fantastic. Larry Walker is hilarious. If you recall, the day that he was voted into the Hall of Fame, he was wearing a SpongeBob shirt, and to keep with that tradition, on his suit, he had a SpongeBob pin, which I thought was hilarious and perfect for him because he's a funny dude. I really like Larry Walker. He's great. He was talking about being the second Canadian elected into the Hall of Fame. Fergie Jenkins was the first one. And it took 30 years for that to happen. Jenkins was class of 1991. And I know it's not like a lot of Canadians play baseball, but it's kind of hard to believe that it took that long for another Canadian to make it into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And he joked at how when you're Canadian, you're basically born with hockey skates on your feet. I mean, you start playing hockey basically when you start walking. And he didn't play a lot of baseball. He played it, but they didn't have high school teams. They didn't have the same kind of baseball system in Canada that they had here. He was signed for $1,500 by the Expos, which he said was 2,000 Canadian. And he felt like he won the lottery getting that much money. He thanked his parents. He thanked his brothers, the entire family. All their names rhyme. It's like Larry, Mary, Gary, Carrie, and Larry, something like that. Or maybe is there a Barry in there? I laughed. I thought that was really funny, but he made a really good speech, and I think he even joked about how nervous he was and that he wasn't sure it was going to be a good speech, but he had that good mix of thanking people, talking about his career, humor, and not taking himself too seriously. And you need that kind of a speech. And then, of course, the main event was Derek Jeter. But I'll get into his speech later. Let's just talk about Derek Jeter, okay? I'm Derek Jeter's age. We're both born in 1974. He's June 26th. I'm August 26th. I always felt a kinship with him because we both grew up Yankee fans in the 80s. He liked Dave Winfield. I liked Don Mattingly. He also liked other baseball players because he emulated a bunch of them, like Barry Larkin and Ozzie Smith and Cal Ripken Jr. And of course he did, because those were all great players. I wrote a piece when I was blogging, we're still blogging, back in 2014 when Jeter first announced that he was retiring, which I thought was a joke at first because he announced it on Facebook, which seemed odd for Derek Jeter to do. And then when we all realized it was actually true and that 2014 was going to be his last season, I wrote a piece for the blog It's About the Money. That's the site that I wrote for back then. And I basically told the story of being an 80s kid and how Jeter was our, we had Mattingly and Winfield, but mostly Mattingly for a lot of us. And then Jeter became the guy, you know, and it was great that we had someone our age to watch on the Yankees. It always felt like everyone was so much older than you when you were a kid. And then when you get into your 20s and you realize all these guys are around your age, it was a big deal when Derek Jeter became a Yankee. And especially because, as he said in his speech, he wanted to be a Yankee. And his teachers would make fun of him and people would say, maybe you should have another goal. Maybe have, you know, a fallback goal, because not everyone becomes a Yankee. Not everyone becomes shortstop for the Yankees. And of course, we all know how the story went and how it kept going. But I just wrote about how Derek Jeter gave us hope. People always talk about the 1980s Yankees. They weren't bad. They had teams that could have gone to the playoffs if the wild card existed. You know, they barely lost the division in 1985. They went up to Toronto. Was that 1985? I believe it was 1985. Three games back with three games to play. They could have tied but didn't. You know, so it was close. There were other teams that could have done okay. But for us, you know, the last playoff experience that we had was 1981, especially people my age. We were only seven when that happened. I barely remember it, but I remember listening to them lose on the radio and knowing it wasn't a good thing. So when Jeter comes along and the Yankees are getting better, you know, let's talk about 93. They really improved from 90, 91, 92. 92, they improved a bit too from those previous 2 years, but 93 was when things were starting to roll. 94 could have been a really good year. And Larry Walker alluded to that in his speech too, because he was with Montreal. If you recall, Montreal and the Yankees were the two best teams in baseball, or at least, you know what I mean? They probably would have clashed in the World Series if things worked out the way we all thought it would before the strike happened. So yeah, Jeter was our touchstone. He really was. He was the one that made us really get into baseball again. Because I'll admit it, there were years there where I paid more attention to basketball because the Knicks were getting better and the Yankees were kind of, I would still watch the Yankees and I would still go to baseball games and stuff. But when the other teams in the city were doing better, it was just easier to pay attention to them. And guys like Derek Jeter and Bernie Williams and all those guys helped bring us back to baseball in a way. So this episode is brought to you by Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport, baseball or the Yankees. I will try to be hosting rooms for the Yankees. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on with the Yankees. It's not that easy to talk about them right now. But Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about MLB. You'll find fans just like you in Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. Last night would have been fun on Green Room when Cole was taken out with his injury. Be sure to join me this week. Let's shoot for one during the Mets series, because that'll be something. Go download the Green Room app right now, currently available on all iOS devices. That includes iPads. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group. That's important. For the latest league updates, follow me at Stace Gotts to be notified when your room goes live. I know you won't want to miss it, and I'm planning to be live. I'm going to try for Saturday. We'll try Saturday. So I can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on how the Yankees are doing. Hopefully by Saturday, they will have improved. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. Now, did you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, winner take all, you have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. This means you're in total control. Stat Hero is DFS the way it was meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, sign up for free, and right now you can get 3 times back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. stathero.com/lockedon. So let's get back to Derek Jeter. So yeah, Derek Jeter, when he first arrived on the scene, 1995, you know, gets his first hit finally in, it was May, the very end of May in the Kingdom. And little did any of us know that this skinny kid from Kalamazoo, Michigan would end up being a Hall of Famer. Until 1996 happened. There was something special about watching Derek Jeter in 1996. He comes in, he's a rookie. He comes in and plays like he's been playing for 10 years. Was he perfect? No. But he really did play like he had been on the Yankees for years. You never saw him crack under pressure. He played a big part in helping that team get to the World Series and win the World Series. He wins Rookie of the Year. Unanimously, if I recall correctly. And I wish I had it with me, but that winter up at school, I lived off campus. It was my super duper senior year. And I had a wall of Derek Jeter stuff. And my parents sent me all of the clippings from the World Series, from him winning Rookie of the Year. And I had an entire, how wide was that wall? 9 feet wide, all Derek Jeter. My guy housemates used to make fun of me. But they knew how much I liked baseball. They left me alone to watch some of the playoff games that fall in 1996. I recall the game against the Orioles, game 5 against the ALCS. It was a Sunday afternoon-ish game. And my guy housemates, most of them weren't Yankee fans, and they wanted to watch football. I didn't have a TV in my room. I went into my housemates' RJ and Jeff's room, and I watched the Yankees beat the Orioles by myself on their floor in front of the TV. This is 1996, so it wasn't that big of a TV, so I was sitting right in front of it. And for me, for them to get past the ALCS, you know, I hadn't really seen that because, as I said, 1981, I was 7, don't really remember that much, but I was 22 in 1996, like Derek Jeter, and it was very exciting. And then the Yankees make the World Series, lose the first 2 games in a big way. I was supposed to be at game 1. It got rained out. I had to go back up to school, so I missed it. My brother and father ended up going to every single home playoff game that year, and I'm still pissed 25 years later. I'll admit it. I am. I'm jealous that my brother got to see the Yankees win the World Series with my dad. I didn't get that. So, you know, all these years later, I'm still bitter about it, especially because the night the Yankees won the 1996 World Series, I was out in Oswego. It was a Saturday night, October 26th, 1996. It was the night that the clocks were going back. We were falling back. And we fell back at the exact hour that Oswego bars were supposed to close. So everyone stayed open that extra. It was a messy night. No one was functioning in Oswego that Sunday. No one. We were all just lazy lumps because we were so excited about the Yankees winning the World Series and having that extra hour to drink. You remember what it was like in your 20s? Yeah. So they win the World Series and I just couldn't believe it, but I was so happy. And I say this to all my friends who root for teams that haven't been in the World Series for a long time. I want them to experience that. Now, sure, the Yankees' drought wasn't as long as other teams' droughts have been. Some teams have never won the World Series, so their fans have never been through it. But I was talking to some of my fellow Locked On hosts, Ethan from the Pirates show, AJ from the Jays show, because, you know, the Blue Jays haven't won in 30 years, and with the way they're playing right now, they could storm through the playoffs and win this year. I want everyone to experience that, because it's fun when your team doesn't win for a while and they win that first one, especially when you can remember everything, when you're old enough to experience it. You know, there's a big difference between, you know, 77 and 78. I was 3 and 4. I barely remember anything about those World Series. And the only thing I remember, like I said, about 81 was listening to them lose on the radio and crying myself to sleep on my Sony Dream Machine that I had in my room. So seeing them win in 96 and seeing Jeter, the guy who was your age, be a big part of it was awesome. And then the rest of his career, pretty much, you know, 99, he could have won the MVP. There were a lot of other guys that, you know, but he was amazing in 1999. 2006, he should have won the MVP. Sorry, Justin Morneau, but no. Justin Morneau wasn't even the MVP of his own team. Let's not get started on that. But we all grew up with Derek Jeter. Everyone who was his age grew up with him. We went through our 20s, 30s, and then the year we were turning 40, he decides, I'm going to retire. And that made all of us 1974 babies feel really old. We were already feeling old because 40 was creeping up upon us. And then that day in February, Derek Jeter announces that he's retiring. And we all just felt as old as dirt. At least I did. And then that was the day I wrote that piece about what it was like growing up with Derek Jeter and experiencing everything that he experienced in his career along with him at the same age. So I feel like people in my age range, and that could be maybe like 2 to 3 years before we were born. So 71 to say 78, like my brother's age. He was born in 1978. So all those people experiencing Derek Jeter and growing up with him, we all did it. And what a great player to have, really. I mean, I bag on Jeter sometimes, and I know he wasn't great defensively. I know that there were some shortcomings in his game, but he's a definite Hall of Famer. And the people who, you know, spent all day trashing him today, I mean, for what? What are you going to do? You can't change anyone's minds. Right? Anyway, Derek Jeter was great. He was a great Yankee. He was a great baseball player, obviously, if you look at his numbers. Sure, there are players who had higher WAR than him, and their defense was better. But you can't deny that Derek Jeter was a good player, because if you do, you're just silly. And why are you watching baseball? Like, honestly. Let's talk about Built Bar. We got to talk about Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors that there's something for everyone? And when you talk to a Built Bar fan, like myself, we're passionate about our favorites. And if you don't know the flavors, here you go. Coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. My favorite is mint brownie. I tell you this all the time. It is fantastic. I know some people don't like mint and chocolate together. What is wrong with you? Just kidding. If you haven't tried all the flavors, get a mixed box. You'll get two of each flavor. Try them out. Have your family try them out. Then figure out what you all like and keep ordering them. They're high in protein, low in calories, low in sugar. They're good for you. They taste good. They're healthy. Go to built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Again, besides mint brownie, I love double chocolate, salted caramel, and German chocolate. I'm a big chocolate person, apparently. Who knew? Anyway, again, use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off at built.com. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your friends, or no, well, your neighbor's best friends log in for the good stuff. Or you could have your friends. You could have anyone's log in at this point. I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, shows, all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's directtv.com. Compatible device required, and content varies by package. So do that. Get your stuff together. It's just easier to not have to have so many different remotes. Let's talk about cheater speech, because my man delivered. He really did. And he said afterward that he looked just above his family because he knew he would cry if he looked directly at them. That's a smart thing to do, Mr. Cheater, because I'm the type of person who would have been crying. I was crying. Can I admit that? I was teary-eyed a bit during that speech because it's Derek Cheater. Come on. He made a zinger thanking all the writers who voted for him and then pointed out the one that didn't vote for him. And I thought that was funny. I wish we could find out who it was, but I know that that guy will probably get death threats, even though it's how many months or years later now, because it's almost 2 years since the votes went in. That was funny. But I have to say, I was impressed with Derek Jeter's speech. I know that he was joking about how he hadn't written it yet. And I think he said he started really writing it within the last like week or so. And, you know, he thanked all the important people, his family, everyone who got him into baseball. You know, not everyone he played with, but he named some people and then said that he would reach out privately to people that he couldn't include because, you know, it's a 15-minute speech, or it's supposed to be a 15-minute speech. If he had to go through everyone, think about all the people who Derek Jeter played with, even though he only played on the Yankees. Think about in that 20-year career, how many people he played with, especially in 2014. My brother and I were going through the rosters for 2013 and 2014 and naming all the guys that the Yankees had, like Brian Roberts and Kevin Youkilis and Brennan Bosch and Lyle Overbay and Travis Hafner, like all these guys that you forget were on the Yankees. If you had to do some sort of a sporkle with every guy that Derek Jeter played with in his career, it would be incredible. I wonder if someone could, I don't know, would Sporkle even allow that? There'd be a lot of slots that you'd have to fill in, and it would have to be like, the timing on that Sporkle would have to be an hour and a half. There's no way that anyone could do that in less than an hour and a half. But I loved his speech. I thought it was great. He was talking about winning, playing baseball, everyone who got him there, talking about his career. He thanked his wife and his daughters. By the way, the youngest daughter, just like him. She has his face, which is his mom's face. So, yeah, they showed her on TV, and I took a picture of her because I couldn't believe how much she looked like him. It was great. Like I said, that first year that he played, you knew he was someone special, that it wasn't a fluke, and he just kept going. And as I said, was he the best player ever? No. No, he wasn't. Were there other players from his era that were better? Yes, there were. Would he have had the kind of career that he had if he wasn't on the Yankees? Probably not. But I feel like him being on the Yankees is what made him so great and made him want to work harder to be a better player, because he thrived on that pressure of being a Yankee. And he talked about what it was like playing for Steinbrenner. He joked about how Steinbrenner would sometimes publicly humiliate you. Like the year that he called Jeter out for partying too much. But then they made that funny Visa commercial and everything was okay. But I remember people being mad at Steinbrenner for calling Jeter out about that, because it was like, Jeter's one of your best players. What's the matter with you? Call out someone else. But it seemed to work. You know, he got his act together, sort of. But yeah, it was a good speech. He, Derek Jeter is a really good public speaker. He always jokes that he's not. And, you know, when he was playing, he wasn't the type of guy that you would seek out for a soundbite. Because frankly, Derek Jeter, when he was playing, was boring. He got a little snappy toward the end of his career and would be a little more sarcastic. But in the beginning, he was very like, he had to be the good guy and not say anything too controversial and, you know, full of cliches and all that stuff. And then he kind of loosened up toward the end of his career. I thought his speech was great. I really do. He did a really good job. I wouldn't be able to write a speech, and I've written about baseball. I've had stuff published in books and magazines. And if you asked me to write a speech, I wouldn't be able to do it. I would panic and maybe ask someone else to help me do it. I don't think I could do it. So I was impressed with him. I was impressed with Larry Walker. I was impressed with Ted Simmons. All their speeches were great. Really, really great. And it was a lovely ceremony. I'm so glad it happened. I'm glad that people were actually able to be there. It didn't have to be a virtual ceremony. And it was good to see all the other Hall of Famers there. The one depressing note is that the Hall of Fame they've lost 10 Hall of Famers in the last just over a year. They had an in memoriam video showing all the guys that passed away. And you almost forgot that all those guys passed away. While it was happening, you were thinking, wow, I can't believe all these guys, you know, Whitey Ford, Joe Morgan, Phil Niekro, Don Sutton, who am I forgetting? Tom Seaver, Hank Aaron, Lou Brock. I'm missing because it was 10. Ugh, forgive me. But just the amount of talent that passed away in the last year. And even Jeter brought that up in a speech that he was bummed that all those guys passed away. So he didn't have he couldn't thank them for helping him in his career. He mentioned that on the dais at the New York Sports Writers Awards, when he won Rookie of the Year, he was sitting next to Rachel Robinson. He says, I don't remember any details about the conversation. I just know that it was one of the best nights of my life because I got to sit next to Mrs. Rachel Robinson. And then he said that the year 1999, when the All-Star Game was in Fenway and the players all surrounded Ted Williams, remember that? Did anyone not cry during that moment? Because that was an amazing moment. He was tapped on the shoulder and Hank Aaron said, oh, God, I've been wanting to meet you. And Derek Jeter said, I've been wanting to meet you. Could you imagine? And one more note about Jeter. He grew up a Yankee fan. He grew up pretending to be Dave Winfield sometimes. My brother did that too. My brother loved Dave Winfield. And now he's in the Hall of Fame with Dave Winfield. And he's in the Hall of Fame with Cal Ripken Jr. And he's in the Hall of Fame with Barry Larkin. And he's in the Hall of Fame with Ozzie Smith. It's unbelievable. It's just fantastic. That's all I have to say about that. Just congrats to Derek Jeter. I can't wait to go up and know I've never been there. I know. I got to get up there. I got to see Moose. Got to see Mo. Got to see Jeet. Got to see all the other Hall of Famers that are up there. And, you know, I know it'll be a good trip. But yes, no, I've never been to Cooperstown. I know that's bad. Let's quickly preview tonight's game. If you're listening to this before the game, last night was terrible in every way. And thank goodness Cole's injury was not arm related. Phil Hughes thought it could have been a blister just by the way that Cole was looking at his hand and then turned into a hamstring, but he wasn't limping when he was going off the field. So that's why I was confused about that. But anyway, tonight's game is Alek Manoah against Luis Gil. Luis Gil is finally up. So that should be something. Let's hope the Yankees, you know, they watched Derek Jeter's Hall of Fame speech. They had it up on the big board at Yankee Stadium. Let's hope they took something away from that speech and maybe we'll be fired up enough to score more than one run, maybe get an extra base hit for the first time since Sunday. That'd be great. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. When you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Bets. Betting on the Yankees doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. If you could be so kind, please rate this podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. And subscribe on YouTube, like, comment, do all that good stuff. So enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.